From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A disputed memo has been released by the U.S. House Intelligence Committee outlining allegations by Republican lawmakers that FBI investigators abused their powers in their probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The memo was made public Friday, shortly after President Trump declassified it.
What has upset the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Democrats is they're saying that this memo is very amateurish, that it cherry-picks information, that it is misleading. There is another Democratic memo that some would like to see released to balance this out. If it was up to the FBI and the Justice Department, none of this would come out at all because they fear that this is going to have very serious ramifications.
That's VOA's Steve Herman. And speaking to reporters at the White House Friday, Mr. Trump said the contents of the memo were terrible and a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. The U.S. military has released its 2018 nuclear posture review. It adds nuclear capabilities and updates to the U.S.'s current arsenal in an effort to deter nuclear attacks. President Trump noted success of U.S. administration's deferred modernization of the nation's nuclear weapons while other nuclear nations grew their stockpiles. According to news agency AFP, Moscow is denouncing what it calls the bellicose and anti-Russian nature of the new U.S. nuclear policy, warning it would take necessary measures to ensure its own security. North Korea generated about $200 million in just 9 months last year by exporting banned commodities in breach of the United Nations sanctions. A UN panel of experts presented a report to the Security Council Friday detailing Pyongyang's flouting of the sanctions. This is VOA News. Australia has set an ambitious strategy to become one of the world's top 10 weapons exporters within 10 years.
Australia wants to sell more of its military technology and hardware, including armoured vehicles and surveillance systems. It currently sells about $1.6 billion worth of weapons each year and is ranked 20th in a global list of arms exporters, but it has ambitions to break into the top 10. There'll be government grants to help companies boost sales. Australian Minister for Defence Industry Christopher Pyne says the plan could create tens of thousands of jobs.
That's Phil Mercer reporting for VOA in Sydney. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on a multi-nation tour of Latin America. And Mexico said immigrants bring enormous value to the U.S., but added the U.S. government lacks good discipline in regulating who enters the country. Before embarking on that trip, Tillerson delivered a speech in the state of Texas, during which he warned that China is assuming an alarming role in Latin America.
Today, China is gaining a foothold in Latin America. It is using economic statecraft to pull the region into its orbit. The question is, at what price?
He said Russia as well is aggressively increasing its presence in Latin America and urged regional powers to work with the U.S. instead. Israeli army fighter jets hit a Hamas compound in the Gaza Strip this Saturday. The Islamic militant group Hamas dominates the Gaza Strip. Israel holds Hamas responsible for any violence from Gaza. A man who sold hundreds of rounds of ammunition to the gunman responsible for shooting dozens of people from a Las Vegas hotel window has been charged with the conspiracy to make and sell armor-piercing ammunition without a license. That charge carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Douglas Haig of Mesa, Arizona, is the first person to be charged in connection with the October massacre. He was released on bail pending a preliminary hearing in Phoenix, Arizona. Police say that they found Haig's fingerprints on ammunition in the hotel room of Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddock. The United Nations is implementing new steps to protect its staff from sexual harassment in the workplace and hold perpetrators accountable. The United Nations has not been exempt. The British newspaper The Guardian published a lengthy investigation last week, citing more than a dozen unnamed UN staff who said they had been victims of workplace sexual harassment and even sexual assault. League of the United Latin American Citizens board members are responding to their president, Roger Rochas' endorsement of President Trump's immigration plan. He has been criticized, and now there are those calling for his resignation, although he later rescinded his support. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.